April 2015 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2015 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal highlight: believing in marriage. No one has ever come up with a more efficient way to raise the next generation than a household of married parents with children. We need to remind ourselves once in a while, as I was reminded in Rome, of the wonderfully reassuring and comforting fact that marriage and family are still the aspiration and ideal of most people, and that we are not alone in those beliefs. It has never been more of a challenge to find a practical balance between employment, families, and personal needs than it is in our day. As a church, we want to assist in all that we can to create and support strong marriages and families. Elder L. Tom Perry, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Why Marriage and Family Matter Everywhere in the World, Ensign, May 2015, pages 41 and 42. For more doctrinal articles on marriage from the April 2015 conference, see Boyd K. Packer, The Plan of Happiness, page 26, Linda K. Burton, We'll Ascend Together, page 29, and D. Todd Christofferson, Why Marriage, Why Family, page 50. Prophetic Promise: God's Grace Available to All. The grace of God is our great and everlasting hope. Through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the plan of mercy appeases the demands of justice and brings about means unto men that they may have faith unto repentance. Alma chapter 34, verse 15. Our sins, though they be as scarlet, can become white as snow. Because our beloved Savior gave himself a ransom for all, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, an entrance into his everlasting kingdom is provided unto us. Today and forevermore, God's grace is available to all whose hearts are broken and whose spirits are contrite. I pray that we will show our love for God and our gratitude for the gift of God's infinite grace by keeping His commandments and joyfully walking in a newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, The Gift of Grace, Ensign, May 2015, pages 108 and 110. Answers for You. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your May 2015 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. I believe in the atonement of Jesus Christ, but how can I access its power in my life? See Dale G. Renland, Latter-day Saints Keep on Trying, page 56. How are missionary assignments made? What can I do to make the transition from missionary to return missionary? How will I be blessed by attending seminary and institute? See M. Russell Ballard, The Greatest Generation of Young Adults, page 67. How can I be a better father? See Larry M. Gibson, Fatherhood, Our Eternal Destiny, page 77. What are the unique blessings of a mortal body and earth life? See Joseph W. Citati, Be Fruitful, Multiply, and Subdue the Earth, page 126. Great stories from conference. What catches our attention better than a great story? Following are four of many stories shared during conference. Why doesn't Sister Yazzie of the Chinle, Arizona stake know how many grandchildren she has? Sister Yellowhair shares the unexpected answer. See Carol M. Stevens, The Family is of God, page 11. Drama and Courage describe the story of Marie Madeleine Cardin, a young woman who defended her Latter-day Saint faith in 1850 against a mob in the Alps of northern Italy. She stands as an example for us today. See Bonnie L. Oscarson, Defenders of the Family Proclamation, page 14. Read how fast offerings blessed the Touré family during the 1991 Civil War in Sierra Leone. See Henry B. Eyring, Is Not This the Fast That I Have Chosen? Page 22. This story of courage, hope, and following the light comes from recent news headlines, but its message has eternal application for us. C.L. Whitney Clayton, Choose to Believe, page 36. To read, watch, or listen to general conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of April 2015 Conference Notebook, read by Terrell Williams.